Well, it's Tuesday, March 30th. It's been a little while since I did an update. I want to give a quick update on where things stand with the variants, some of the data from how well the vaccine is working. I haven't really been updating the map, and that's because there's really too many variants now to put down individual ones. I was trying to break it down a little bit into the UK variants that had picked up the vaccine resistant 484, E484K. But even that's a little misleading, in part because the number of variants that are going up that already have that, which would include the South African, the Brazilian, and a high subset of the New York variants all have E484K. So the UK that have picked that up exist and they're expanding, but they're markedly lower than the other ones that already exist. I've been trying to figure out how to do a new map. They kind of just gave totals somewhat akin to what the CDC is doing. The problem is that pretty much it's just going to duplicate the CDC map, but there are some glaring issues with the CDC data as far as how up to date it is relative to sequences that have already been released. So it's still a little bit of a mixed bag. I'm still trying to work through what a new map would look like and how easy it would be to put together. But just to go over some of the vaccine results, this came out of the Washington University, I think it was in Nature last week, and it kind of gave some numbers that allows the vaccine and the variant and the variants to be put into a little bit better perspective. They basically looked at how well the vaccine cases reacted with the various variants. And it kind of gives you an idea what those numbers look like. People that have already recovered from a prior infection gave a spectrum of activities against the three different targets. The three targets they used were the kind of the Wuhan strain that evolved into the Italian strain. So they had the one change that basically is widespread now. Virtually all the sequences have that. That was kind of the baseline that they used the UK variant, the B117, as well as a manufactured version of the South African variant, which is the B1351. And for people that had already been infected previously, the numbers were, these are neutralizing antibodies. These are really how well the antibodies inhibit the ability of the virus to infect new cells. And what they had for those individuals, the titer was 241.8 for kind of the Italian version, 201.8 for the UK version, and 136.7 for the South African. So you can see the numbers went down fairly dramatically, going from the 241 to 136. And that was reflected in new cases that had only received one vaccination. And those numbers were 58.1. So you can see that's quite a bit below what people had that had fought off the infection. And then it dropped down to 48.9 against the UK and 35.6 against the South African. So Even though, I mean, 40 is kind of the cutoff. So if you have a titer of 40, then you've got activity. It's better than nothing, but it's far from ideal. Some people will have breakthrough infections, and they will be infected even though they got a titer around 40. And these are averages. So, if it's 48.9, then a significant number are going to have a titer below 40. And of course, if it's 35.6, then most will have a titer below 40. But that number went up pretty dramatically if, once they had the second shot. It went up to 571.5 against the Italian, 373.2 against the UK, and 136.7. So 136.7 is still, significantly above 40. But it's still quite a bit below either the UK or the Italian variants. So that's part of the reason the viruses with E484K were able to take hold in populations that had already been infected. So that's what happened in Brazil as well as in South Africa. And why those two variants are so concerning is because the vaccine may work, but it's not going to work nearly as well, and therefore a subset are going to have breakthrough if they have that. So I was monitoring the UK that had that change, but again, it in the US it's still a limited number. It's more in the UK, and it's starting to spread in Europe, but there's quite a bit of the Italian, I'm sorry, the South African and the Brazilian versions, and there's much more of those too than there is of the UK that's acquired E484K. And then the situation in New York is much more concerning than is reflected in the CDC variant totals. And for some states, the CDC numbers are significantly higher than sequences that have been released. And in others, it's dramatically lower. And probably the best example of that is New York. The CDC is only showing 136 cases for New York variants, the UK variant. And those numbers are much higher as far as the sequence. It's like 10 times higher. There's over 1,000 sequences that have been released from the UK variant. And then there's even more for the New York variant. And the New York variant is getting more complex. It's recombination is playing a role here, where it's basically having the basic set of sequences and is swapping out different receptor binding domain changes. And so that was initially called B.1.526. And now they've expanded that to have 526 plus 526.1 and 526.2. The basic one is predominantly the virus with E484K. The dot one is predominantly S447N. And the dot two is predominantly L452R, and that may ring a bell because L452R is a receptor binding domain change that's in the California variant. So once again, you've got key changes that are showing up in multiple variants, just like the N501Y is in the three that are at the top of the CDC list, and those were the ones I was mapping. So that's present in the UK variant, the South African variant, and the Brazil variant. But now you've got L452R two are in one of the variants in New York and the variant is in California. And I don't have either of those on the map. They're playing a greater role now, and again, they're way too high levels in the state of origin. So there's way too many of the New York variant in New York, and there's way too much of the California variant in California to map individually. I mean, there's literally thousands of them in each of those states, and even the spread is starting to become problematic. So to map individual ones is it's clearly an issue to come up with a map that basically says the totals. It's going to be a little bit complicated because if I want to break down New York into the three different versions, the state of New York has the UK variant in the hundreds, not thousands. It's got the New York variant in the thousands as a total, but it's got many hundreds in each of those different versions. Those versions are spreading out from New York, so they're in adjacent states, and so even a map that just had the totals would be kind of complicated because a lot of these states have several different variants. And an example for New York kind of included the first detection of the Brazilian isolate, which came out about a week and a half ago. But in the latest update, and most of the data for New York is coming from a fairly new organization that the New York City put together. It's called Pandemic Research Labs. And they are the ones that are putting out weekly numbers on sequences. And the one that usually comes out early Monday morning, and this morning, or yesterday morning, I should say, they had 298 of the 526, and then they had 242 of the UK variant, and that was just for released on the one day that represented pretty much the previous week. So the idea that New York is just got 100 and something of the UK, the PRL, those labs have been putting out several hundred UK variants every week for the last month or so. So, I mean, that one lab alone has put out almost 1,000. And so there's some glaring issues. Similarly for Florida, it doesn't really talk about variants. The variants are coming out primarily out of Helix, but now I think the Florida state labs are now starting to go through those numbers. So the CDC has got Florida up to 2,274 as of Wednesday night, sorry, the Sunday night update. And they've got big number in other states. You can see why I can't really map them. They've got 563 for California, but Colorado's up there now with 465. Georgia's up with 558. Michigan's up to 1,237. Maryland's up to 424. Minnesota's up to 526. Jersey's up to 389. Pennsylvania's up to 400. So you can see these numbers. Texas is at 414, which is probably a low number. So there's literally hundreds of variants, of UK variant, and all of these, and that's really going to become dominant. And that's what's wrong with some of these other studies. The MMWR that just came out yesterday, it did healthcare workers, but data that's coming out today are generally going to be numbers that were generated against populations who are primarily affected with the non-variants. The variants have just recently started getting up where they're growing exponentially and they're in double digits, so they're getting up to 30, 40, 50%. And so how well the vaccine works against those variants is going to be different than the earlier version. So you're going to get 80% with one shot of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine. That number is going to be lower against the UK variant. It's going to be significantly lower against the South African or the Brazilian. And And what happened in New York is they announced their first case a couple of weeks ago, and then the numbers that came out yesterday had confirmed Tennessee cases. So, yeah, that number is starting to go up, but it's still a low number, but the sequences are representative of early sequence of the local number of cases. Even in the UK, which is doing probably the most as far as getting sequences out, they've estimated that there are only 10% of the cases in the U.S. or New York is probably significantly below that. So they got 10 in Brazil, they really hundreds, and you know, they have 200 new cases last week or 300 new cases in the last week. There's, that's probably 30, 40, 50,000 new cases. And those numbers are going to go up. The number that they're out for new cases was reflected how new cases out on Sunday was almost 10,000, which is a lot of new cases, and they're all to my mind. So numbers of cases are going up because of vaccinations and the number of hospitalizations. It's dramatic, but the age is too, so younger people are going to be hospitalized. And it's like a four-week mass. So it's just thinking of some of the virus, these variants are going to spread like a fire in those poppies, younger places, and they're going to fly home. And that's the reason CDC is concerned that there will be a very significant increase, which I would agree with, in weeks. And the pandemic is over, and they can ask if they're wherever they want. And unfortunately, there will be breakthrough. The vaccine is not going to happen. And the number of areas is going to it's going to go up dramatically with the UK, with the and some of the other ones, version, which resist to meaning the UK. I'm going to do relatively vaccine to a higher percentage of the population. That's going to these viruses to that are resistant to become much